When we think about what season we're in, we'll typically say at this point that we're in the Chodesh El, more than halfway through Chodesh El. Look in Shulchan Aruch, you also see that we're in another season, that's the season of Shev Tenechemta, the 7 weeks of Nechama, that the 7 weeks when we lay in Haftaras from Yeshayahu that speak of Rav Roshan consoling us, of coming back to us, and it's something that's on our minds perhaps more towards the end of Chodesh Av and what feels like the post-Tisha B'Av season. But the truth is, as we know, Shev Tenechemta are not just the weeks that follow Tisha B'Av, they are the weeks that run from Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah, which is really a little bit of a strange thing, because we don't usually associate Nechama with Rosh Hashanah. We don't usually think about Nechama as the run-up or the prep or the preparation or the preface to Nechama. We think of Nechama as the preparation for Rosh Hashanah. We think of Nechama as, you know, post-Tisha B'Av. 3 weeks of Avelis leading up to Tisha B'Av, so after Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Nachmu will have some Nechama. How that works exactly is something to think about. But something else to think about is, now, the Nechama runs all the way for 7 weeks, all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. What's that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean for us right now? It's not just Chodesh El, but where most of the Shev Tenechemta, most of the 7 weeks, are in Chodesh El. So what's the Avodah that we're supposed to be thinking about, we're supposed to be focused on from the perspective of the Shev Tenechemta? And how does that bring us to Rosh Hashanah? I think it's something worth thinking about. And it's something that perhaps we have an easier time thinking through than Jews who lived in previous centuries. And to spend a couple of moments looking at this week's Haftarah and yesterday's Haftarah might be illuminating. I was very struck. I started tearing up yesterday in listening to the Haftarah. Yesterday was Baruch Hashem, a double dose of Nechama. Our practice here is those years when Chodesh El falls out on the Shabbos. So 2 weeks ago, we didn't read the Haftarah of Re'eh Ani Asara, so we append it to the Haftarah of Parshas Ki Tzeitzei to Rani Akar, because it's one long stretch, the 54th parak of Yeshayahu. And there's a pasuk that you just look at it with open eyes, and you think about what's going on. Kol Kli Yitzar Alayach Lo Yitzlach. The Kalim, the tools, the weapons that are created to destroy us, lo yitzlach. They do not succeed. They don't work. And you think about the last couple of weeks and months, you think about the last number of years and decades, and how many times we've seen, not metaphorically, the simple meaning of that pasuk Yeshayahu. How many kites didn't work? How many missiles have been sidelined by Iron Dome? That's what Yeshayahu is talking about. They create missiles, and somehow they don't work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees to it that they don't hit their target. How many tunnels were worked on for months, if not years, a Kli Yitzar alive, lo yitzlach. It didn't get anywhere. And to think of even to earlier decades of the history of the State of Israel, to see how many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking care of us, the Rama writes very powerfully more than once, that to see miracles is extraordinary. But far more powerful when it's a miracle that was already predicted by the Navi. The Navi tells you, Kadosh Baruch Hu said this is what's going to happen, and then you see it happen. That's a whole different level. And it's a simple, without mashal, just the simple meaning of a pasuk Yeshayahu that Jews have been reading for thousands of years. But over the last number of years, we look at this. Said in the past, you know, Rabbi Akiva, we review whenever you finish Maseches Makos, Rabbi Akiva derived such incredible optimistic energy from his ability to see the negative, frightening of who was actually coming to pass. So that gave him the ability to conjure up in his mind what would it look like when the positive Nevuas in the future begin to materialize as well. So we get we have an advantage Rabbi Akiva never had. We get to see so many of the positive Nevuas actually materializing before our eyes. To read and that for us, part of the avodah of Shev Tenechemta is probably that, is looking at these nechamas and seeing the pieces that are already falling into place, and they give us even greater insight into how things will continue to fall into place. That's the close of this coming week's Haftarah, the Haftarah of Parshas Kisavah, and the pasuk that the Gemara in Sanhedrin famously talks about, Ni Hashem v'itach ishana, the Baruch Hashem promises that Mashiach will come in, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin understands, one of two ways, either on time or ahead of schedule. Gemara understands, and the Archaim expands on this several weeks ago, that that Kadosh Baruch Hu might bring Mashiach ahead of schedule if we deserve it, and then it'll be with all Nisim, but there's another route. Even if we don't deserve it, even if it's not entirely miraculous, but Mashiach will come b'ita, Mashiach will arrive by the time he needs to arrive, and if that's the case, as the Gemara points out, then Mashiach will come in a more, the process leading up to the final stage, not the final stage, but the preliminary process will be a more natural unfolding. So that's what we have gotten to see over the last number of decades. I imagine that in centuries past, Nechama, Jews derived Nechama from reading Yeshayahu in much the way that Rabbi Akiva did. Try to read these wonderfully positive nevuas and to sit and try to imagine what it could look like. And to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us, even though we don't really see it. What the Pasuk in Tehillim describes as the emunascha balelos. To have emunah, everything is dark, we don't see, but we know Rabbi Hashem is there even though we can't see. Nechama for us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it gives us so much more help. Nechama for us doesn't have to just be v'emunascha balelos. Nechama for us is a blend of v'emunascha balelos and l'hagib ha'boker chazdecha. It's not only we know it's there even though we can't yet see it, but there's a blend. For us, we're already at the dawn. We're already beginning to see l'hagib ha'boker chazdecha. There are chassadim that we can already see. There are psukim of Nechama that we already see have come or have begun to materialize. And that gives us incredible nechama and preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Because Hamlacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, which perhaps in the simplest sense means to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. We often don't see it, or we often ignore it, and in the sort of the everyday, the fog of the everyday, we forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately managing our lives and managing the trajectory of the universe. To Imamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to remind ourselves that he doesn't need it, but we need to remind ourselves that he ultimately is the Melech, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, cares, is involved in our lives, is involved in the unfolding of the story of the universe, the story of Klal Yisrael and the story of the universe. To be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perhaps Shev Din Achemta is a very, very powerful tool to get us into that mindset. In centuries past, it was to remind ourselves that Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us and that we will ultimately see how it plays out. And that prepared us to be mamlechim on Rosh Hashanah. We have what Rabbi Akiva had plus. We have the opportunity to look to the words of Yeshayahu and to see the ways in which we can already see. Yeshayahu told us, Rabbi Hashem said, I plan to bring the world to this place, and we can already see those fingerprints. We can already see fingerprints of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus was playing out, and that reminds us to look more carefully for more fingerprints and to understand even more that is not yet clear to us and will unfold in weeks, months, years, and decades to come. And this perhaps is part of the way which Shev Din Achemta appropriately begins right after Tisha B'Av and leads up to Rosh Hashanah.